to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, witches and bitches, vamps and tramps, but no trumps, masked men of mystery, role-playful women through history, belladonnas, and erotic personas. As nights grow long from the witch's hex, let us enter the realm of scary sex. There, there, darling, don't be afraid. 'Tis the season of masquerade. Yes. Come all ye wishes, ye dark brides and grooms. 'Tis the time to hop on your brooms. Fly past your fears and over the years of oppression, repression, being burned at the stake or decapitated by the shake or drowned in the lake. Time to rise up. Ye sexual renegades, join the erotic resistance masquerade. Straddle your flying phallic.
Yeah.
Strap on brooms. Turn on your vibrators to the moon. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign as goddesses and Supreme Court justices, as femdoms and love doctors. Time to put on your party mask as you take off your daily mask. Time to reveal what you often conceal, your erotic persona, your inner belladonna, your secret identity, your Bergman-esque entity, your evil twin, the wizard within. Time to awaken, stirred and shaken, your heart beating like a bongo, your blood rushing like the Congo. Maybe you meet someone who looks kind of scary. A witch, a bitch, a president, a fairy. When out of the clear, with a flick of the tongue, those shivers of fear turn to passion and fun.
And come.
And come, she says.
See? That's right, Danielle.
I wasn't using my microphone.
Mixing fear and sex creates special effects. See, what turns us on isn't always the nicest. So we're often afraid of that which excites us. Or are we excited by that which we fear? Both, my dear. It's biological. It's neurological. And it can be pathological. So be careful. Practice safe sex.
Yeah.
And don't overdo. And stir this recipe into your witch's brew. A pinch of fear. Get your mojo in gear, like heat in your mesquite. But too much fear burns the meat. So stick that in your bag of tricks and treats. So this Halloween or sometime soon, take a trip to the moon. On your vibrating broom. Join the erotic resistance masquerade.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Your inner witch won't hurt you unless you really want her to. Boo! And happy Halloween from Boo! No Booville! Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the womb room to Bonoboville. Yes, where we talk about sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A woman.
Oh, yes. Men can be witches, but it's usually the women. Yes, the women on our vibrating brooms. This is my vibrating broom. Very nice addition. I actually have two of them tonight, so somebody else could ride one. This
That's
one
exciting.
Is kind of an even heftier one. But this one matches my outfit to me.
That one on the left there's...
Whoa.
It's significantly
great
bigger.
Artistry. Who did that? That's...
That is definitely a piece of art.
All right, well, I have to say I've had help. But over the years, I have created these... dildonic magic vibrating brooms.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Based on Harry Potter toys that were recalled because the kids were having just too much fun on those brooms.
Did they vibrate?
Well, you know, they didn't put it that way that they vibrated, but yes, they did.
Whoa.
They said that they gave you the feeling of flying.
That's amazing.
And that got mommies and daddies a little upset. But it gave me the idea to create magic, dildonic. You know, you got the dildo on one end.
Recycled
You
art.
Got the broom on the other end that you can use as a spanking device or for sweeping. And, and you've got the vibrator in the middle to give it that fun ride. Yeah. So don't be without it. Next Halloween, order today from the Dr. Susan Block.
It makes cleaning Institute. More fun, too.
Yes, trick or treat. Okay, so I'm going to introduce people because you're already talking.
Yeah.
And I've got people in blue here tonight.
I have a little blue.
The
blue.
Return of Danielle Watts.
Hello.
And rock star. Chef Be Live.
What's up, what's up?
That's R-A-W-K. And speaking of blue, get a picture of this, please, somebody. Okay. I voted. Did you? Did you vote? I'm going to send this in on Monday.
Okay. I was a bad girl. I need a spanking.
Yes, you do. And you're going to get one. And there's still time.
Mm-hmm. You're helping me regain my faith in both sexuality and politics, Dr. Susie.
Absolutely. This is one of those votes that some people's lives depend on. And I don't know about yours, but I don't know about anybody, but some peoples do. Some peoples do. So speaking of people, well, I don't know if these are people. They're goddesses, really.
Definitely
goddesses. More deities.
Goddesses for sure.
Goddesses for sure. First of all, the return of Goddess Virgin.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, Goddess Virgin.
And she is still a virgin.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Let me just say, Dr. Susie is amazingly sexy, super kinky, gets me excited, even though technically, virgin in the house.
Hey, you can get excited and be a virgin.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I'm the kinkiest virgin you'll ever meet.
And also, I'm supposing that your virginity is based on, you know, you haven't had somebody penetrate you.
Yes.
But you have penetrated others.
That's right. Nobody can fuck me, but I can fuck you.
Listen to her. She looks like she's like a little altar girl, but she talks really hot. Very hot.
And my Bambi purse. All right.
And your Bambi purse. You're so cute.
Oh, my God.
I'm cool.
Cute as ever. Now, before we go on with you, I do want to introduce a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Hi.
Woo-hoo. But I don't think she's a virgin, right?
No, no. Okay. I'm far from virgin.
I'm glad to hear that. And this is the fabulous goddess Stella Soul. Let's hear it.
Hello.
Stella Soul. Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, sure. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Best time of year.
Happy Halloween.
Well, it's the Saturday night before Halloween, which is when we do it up in Bonoboville, when I go witch crazy.
You look so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Cute enough to pop your cherry?
Maybe this Maybe. Time around.
Well, you know, I don't have to penetrate you. I just make love to you.
That sounds very tempting. I may take you up on that later.
Mm-hmm.
When the cameras turn off.
This latex skirt is like your second skin, and it's pink.
Mm, I love latex.
You're all in pink.
Mm. Wow. Looks so good on you.
Yeah, look at that. But
you always look so cute.
Oh!
Beautiful. Just a beautiful butt and a
thank
beautiful
you.
Body and a beautiful soul.
Aw, thank you,
yeah,
darling.
You are.
Yes.
You are,
I've
too.
Enjoyed our moments together in person the best, but I also enjoy just, you know, twittering around with you.
I do, too. You're a lot of fun,
yeah,
online and in person, right?
Mm. Yeah, we appreciate that. And Miss Soul, Ms. Soul, Goddess Soul.
Goddess
Stella.
Soul.
Goddess
yes.
Stella. I want Stella.
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 I feel like Marlon Brando.
Yes.
I want Stella.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's where she accepts tributes. I want Stella.
Oh
that's
dot
right.
com.
Right. So you are both fandoms.
Femdoms, yes. And findoms.
Femdoms and findoms.
That's right.
And so femdoms are, of course, feminine dominatrixes.
Mm-hmm.
Findoms, this is interesting. Danielle looks like she's going to learn something.
She is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So findoms, it's about the money, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they are financial dominatrixes.
Oh, right.
Don't talk off the microphone or you're going to get spanked. And I already have to spank Danielle.
But yay.
We've been bad kitties over here.
Bad kitties over there. Okay,
financial dominatrixes.
Just like how it sounds.
Your eyes are lighting up. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where I went to theater school to learn, but they didn't do a very good job.
No, they ended up taking your money instead.
It is a little bit like theater. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of BDSM is like theater, and what we do is it's a play.
It's theatrical, certainly.
Absolutely.
It is
theatrical.
Yeah, sure.
Very, very theatrical.
And you are good.
We do scenes too.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty scenes.
Yes.
Together, you mean? Or
you two? Well, we have.
We've appeared on camp together, actually, and we've done this one together. You can't see me. He's off cam. This is my...
Okay.
My dog, who was on the show last time I came.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we might have someone else for you to dominate a little bit later.
Ooh. You?
I want to get nominated.
Well, not me.
By the
well, I mean, you could dominate me.
You like a
I know how much money you'd get out of me.
Do you have money?
Spank? You like a spank, I mean, Dr. Susie?
You know, I
mean, every now and then.
I can take a good spanking.
I am so jealous of you right now.
I'm like,
you get the spank, ooh. Dr. Susie?
Oh! Ah! I'm dominating Dr. Susie.
One more.
This is hot.
It's okay.
Oh. I can get you with my sharp claws. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Ah. I understand why.
This is too much fun. I'm so glad I'm back. Thank you for having me again.
Well, that was a nice warm-up of mm-hmm. my
tush.
Left buttock. Mm. Okay, so I think I've introduced everybody. And I just want to say again, vote, okay?
Vote.
You can vote at home, right?
Oh,
or you can vote, you know, with everybody else. And, I mean, yeah. It's important, I think, this time. And I'm going to say it, you know, a lot of people just say vote. I'm going to say vote blue. Because voting is very confusing. And a lot of people don't know who to vote for. I was totally confused looking at my ballot. Didn't know what anything was about. But I had a thing from Maxine Waters that told me what to vote for. So I figured, okay. And you know what? It's all about the lesser of two evils. Or maybe three, but usually it's two. They only give you a choice of two. And it sucks. I know. And it's, like, kind of disturbing to do it, to vote. Because you're voting for someone that you don't totally agree with. Like, for instance, Maxine Waters. I mean, I voted for her, and I agree with most of what she says, but she voted for Sesta Fosta, which is a terrible law that is purported to help stop sex trafficking, but it doesn't do that at all. And all it does is endanger the lives of sex workers, as well as censor all of us on the internet.
You've been censored for too long.
Stella and I are both very familiar with Sesta and Fosta as it affects our industry and what we do as professional...
Yeah, as sex workers.
Sex workers,
yeah,
yes.
We absolutely
You take
are.
Care of souls. You take care of souls that can't get taken care of otherwise, then it's really necessary because
sexual work is
frustration is a very dangerous thing to the mind.
I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I'm grateful for your service. I admire it greatly, and I.
Oh, thank you so much.
There are all kinds of.
Admire your financial power. It's gleaming through your eyes, both of you. Seriously.
So we really need to kind of, I think, teach our representatives about sex work. Mm-hmm. And personally, I just feel like Maxine Waters is more teachable than her Republican opponent. Maybe I'm wrong. Because,
who
I mean, let's just say, almost all of the Senate, except two guys, Ron Wyden and Rand Paul, one Republican and one Democrat, voted against Sesta Fosta. And they said, this is a terrible law. This is going to impinge on our freedoms. And people, the senators from both parties, all voted for it. And in Congress, yeah, it was like, how many people were in Congress? Like 400 people. All of them except for 25 voted for it. So we have a lot of teaching to do. We do. Because this is the bonobo way, is to provide some form, not always the same form, not always penis and vagina.
Everything's
sex.
Different. Everyone's
There's
different.
All kinds of sexual expression, as our fandoms are very well aware.
That's the better stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of our clients don't even participate in intercourse. Mm. It's their own choosing.
Right.
And they want us as their doms to not let them partake in sex or even just masturbation. I do a lot of chastity, as does Stella. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, technically what you do isn't even illegal.
No. Right.
It's not sex. You're not it's actually therapy. Doing that. But because of Sesta Fosta, everything is thrown into this pile that is even remotely connected to sex.
You can never make it.
And it's you know, anyway, it's bad, but...
You were saying vote blue, Dr. Susie?
I am. I'm saying vote blue.
Meaning, like, vote for us?
Yeah.
I'd vote for you.
Vote for Danielle. Right.
You're too cute.
Actually, Max wrote me in as mayor of Inglewood.
So, Dr. Susie for president!
Well, it wasn't a presidential election this time. But yeah, I mean, I sure felt a little depressed. But on the other hand, what's coming from the other side, you know, is such a greater evil, in my opinion. And I know you guys just love everybody equally, in a way.
No.
I don't know. Do you vote?
I'm going to vote this year because last year we made a fool. Last voting thing when Donald Trump became president, that was a fool. We made a fool out of America. I'm like, I will vote.
I haven't voted in a few years. Mm.
We voted for last.
Did you vote for Trump?
I didn't have the best experience the year. I voted for Hillary, but I didn't have the best experience. It just sort of felt like this really...
Like cattle call?
They basically told me that it wasn't going to get counted, even though I had registered, and it just felt, in
rigged.
Light of everything that was going on with us, we didn't have a lot of faith that voting was going to make much of a difference. But at the same time, I understand that the system exists for a reason, so... You know, if there's someone I'm really excited about, I'll get my ass out there and do it. But I'm honestly, I'm okay with things going to shit because I think, you know, it makes us more creative. But that's kind of my Buddhist,
to create art.
I don't know.
You're an artist.
To be an artist, you have to go through some shit.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to look like Yemen either.
Yeah, Max, your stories always remind me of how shitty things can really get.
Yeah.
But I mean that in such a wise and wonderful way.
Well, you know, sometimes we use the art of fear making or making you afraid for good purposes and sometimes bad purposes. You know, I mean, all the politicians, Democrats and Republicans, use the politics of fear to distract us from the fact that they're stealing money from us to pay for their wars and
their whores.
Whores, okay, and their yachts and their robots. And, I mean, you know, they try to get us afraid of things that maybe don't have to be so scary, perhaps. Mm-hmm. For instance, here's our president, and I have him tonight with his Hitler mustache on for a reason. Okay, I don't always have him like that.
Aww.
Because I know the Hitler comparison is very...
That's a very...
Intense.
Intense comparison.
But let's just say he just called himself proudly, like a proud boy, he called himself a nationalist. And yeah, Max has been calling him a nationalist for a long time, and so have a lot of other people. But this time is the first time he called himself that. And that is alt-right code for Nazi. It's a code.
And they thought Bernie was bad because he was a socialist.
Well,
feel the burn, by the way.
I don't know. I never thought Bernie was bad.
I think Bernie was badass. Mm.
Okay. Well, that's a whole different thing.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay. So now Donnie, Proud Boy Donnie, is telling us to be very, very afraid of that caravan of migrants. You know, and everybody know about the caravan, all the people. You don't know about the caravan?
Metaphorically speaking.
I can imagine.
I feel
no wonder you
the
don't
energy
vote.
Of it. Of
yeah, there's a lot of people coming to America.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
the United States, that is. I mean, they're coming across Mexico right now.
Yeah.
From Guatemala, from Honduras, from El Salvador. And... He's like saying that they're criminals. And, I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, there could be a few criminals amongst them. But these are people who have been driven out of their communities that they would rather be staying in because, well, because of American aggression, for the most part, that's turned their communities into dictatorships, poverty, and crime. And so, yeah, they're coming over to see if they can get a better life, you know? And he's telling us we have to be very afraid. And meanwhile, this morning, an American-born gunman massacred at least 11 people.
The Vegas shooting? That was horrible.
Yes, hi.
The Vegas shooting.
What are you talking
horrible.
About?
Oh, yeah, the door. Tragic. I'm handling the front door.
Okay, but the Vegas shooting happened last year.
I know, but
what happened this morning?
Oh, I know, but it's like almost like every day. It's like all these different shootings.
Okay, so maybe it's because I am wearing a cross tonight because I'm a witch. But I was born Jewish. I'm a Jew.
Every religion believes
and
in God.
And today, I mean, I'm no more Jewish than I am Christian, really, or Muslim or Buddhist. I'm kind of a Buddhist, you know, but I guess it's the religion of my childhood. So today, a gunman shot 11 people in a synagogue.
Oh.
Oh.
They.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you guys know.
No, we didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know
okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what happened today. 11 people with an AR-15, which is the same weapon that the guy used in Vegas. I don't want to say their names because I don't want to make them famous. And it's the same weapon the guy used at Marjorie Stoneman High School. And, yeah, it's the weapon of choice. It also happened in my home state of Pennsylvania, which is where they had a church gathering with people holding AK-47s, no, AK-15s, and with crowns of bullets, saying that this is somehow Christian.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know I didn't grow up Christian.
But you were a Sunday school teacher.
Yeah, I taught Sunday school, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we Jews have Sunday school.
I didn't know that because I was raised on Sabbath.
You were raised, yeah. Well,
to worship on Sabbath, like the Jews,
so
but we were raised Christian.
Do. Yeah, well, it's, you know.
So we always associated Sunday school with the people going to hell.
That's true.
I don't, somehow this isn't making any sense with the through line of what you were originally saying.
It is, because when people feel that, you know, I guess certain people are going to hell, then maybe they don't feel they're really people or they're not as worthy or something. I mean, you don't feel that way anymore, I guess, because I think you like me. But I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know, this guy who came roaring into the synagogue, he said all the Jews must die. And he killed 11 of them. So, you know, it's the biggest massacre of Jewish people that's ever been in the United States.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's not as big as some other massacres. But it's fairly big.
It's still very tragic.
And the guy that did it, he agrees with Trump that the caravan is a threat. The caravan that's bringing just people that are displaced by America's corporate hegemony. And he feels that Trump doesn't go far enough in condemning globalists. Who knows what globalists, what's that code for? Just like nationalist is code for Nazis.
Communists.
Well, globalists is
socialists,
code. Jews.
Jews, of course. Yeah. Always Jews.
Jews, yeah. Globalists. When you hear globalists, you know, they're usually talking about Jews. Or maybe communists. So he took it to the next level, and thanks to the NRA, you know, he killed a bunch of people. And yes, this country makes it easier to buy guns than to vote. A lot easier to buy guns than to vote. And that's why it's important to vote. And I know there's difficulties voting and your vote doesn't count and there's a lot of gerrymandering. And so, it could all be for nothing. But I feel like, well, if you care, you'd probably feel better if you at least tried. So being a therapist, I want you to feel better.
Yeah.
I do. whenever whatever happens, happens, even if this is a it can be a painful, difficult experience, just consider it like you're visiting a sick relative, except in this case, the sick relative is your country, and you're just going to try to do what you can, even if there's really nothing you can do. I think it's important to try.
I might remember that example for the rest of my life, Dr. Suzy. That's the best way anyone's ever explained it to me. Thank you.
Aw, you're such a sweetheart.
I mean it.
You look cute in your hat.
I wore a hat and I wore rings on all my fingers.
And blue.
Like you.
Vote blue. Now, I do want to say at least we did catch the MAGA bomber. And that's kind of comic relief in a way, because he didn't actually kill anybody, the MAGA bomber. Have you heard about the MAGA bomber?
No.
Well, he sent bombs to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton separately, and the Obamas. He sent them one bomb. And he sent one to CNN, and he sent some more bombs, to Maxine Waters. Of course, George Soros, the ultimate globalist Jew. And a bunch of other people, but that's enough already. And none of the bombs actually went off, although, according to the police, they could have gone off. And, of course, Proud Boy Donnie here, he was saying, it's got to be a hoax, a Democratic hoax. Before the election, they're sending bombs to themselves. Right, bombs that could go off. Well, yeah, that was an interesting idea. And actually, I kind of thought, this is a bit of a tangent, but I kind of thought that maybe the Saudis had perpetrated the hoax because they were so kind of bent out of shape about, Khashoggi being in the news. And anyway, that just took that out of the news. But no, I was wrong. It really was a real MAGA bomber. And yes, he's an incel. I don't think he has sex with anybody. And of course, he is, he fits the mass murderer kind of profile, which is domestic violence. Almost always, they've been violent against a domestic partner, or against a woman. And I thought, wow, when I saw that domestic violence, this guy actually had a girlfriend? No, he didn't actually have a girlfriend. He was violent to his grandmother. I know. And, yeah.
That was a big clue.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of clues with some of these guys. With this guy, there was a lot of clues. And he, one thing, there he is, if you're watching.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck him.
I'm curious.
No, but you know what? He used to be kind of good looking. He was a male stripper. There he is as a stripper, and, he gives a bad name to strippers, unfortunately. apologies to strippers, because,
That's pretty funny.
He was a stripper.
Once.
But now he is just a garden variety deranged Trump supporter, probably an incel. Mm-hmm. You know what an incel is, right?
Yes, we read your article.
Oh. She read it. He live didn't read it.
I read some parts out loud to him.
Not the whole article, no.
Do you know what an incel is?
I'd like
is?
To know. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, we're very
unfortunately.
Familiar.
Why don't you educate them sometimes?
Be live.
Sorry, I'm parched. Does someone else want to go?
After the penis
You look
draw.
So good. Sucking that little penis. She won't let a real penis penetrate her, but she will suck on my penis straw. Goddess virgin.
Well, I'm sort of curious if you ladies ever work with clients that you think, oh my God, I'm so glad we had this session because he might have been on the verge of doing something like that.
Yes.
Or
incel,
he,
by
well,
the
not,
way,
to be, not to be sexist, he or
definition.
She, I don't know, I mean, clients.
So first give the definition.
Okay.
So an incel, well, the very five-year-old version is someone, it can be...
An involuntary celibate.
Exactly.
Yes.
Someone who is celibate, mm-hmm. doesn't have any sex, And that would probably include even the kinds of, you know, teasing types of sex that you guys have. I wouldn't call your clients incels because they're getting satisfaction.
Right.
They're engaging with partners.
They're not out
partners,
killing people.
And they're not. Well, not that all incels
no,
are killing people.
Of course not all.
But
a few.
A few. And the state of incel is involuntary celibacy, mm-hmm. is a really dangerous state. Which brings us from politics to sex, because we have to come back to sex because, you know, I'm a sex maniac. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that a lot of our political and national and global problems have something to do with sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the surface things, the sexism, and the misunderstandings between men and women. And then there's also, you know, the hidden sexual problems that produce MAGA bombers and mass murderers. And yes, I believe that sex workers are critical to helping a lot of people, mostly male, not all, but mostly, who really need an outlet for that crazy passion that can come out in different ways. And one way is through shooting a bunch of people. That's not a good way. Shoot the gun between your legs. You know, that's what I say. And, you know, sex workers can help with the difficult cases that regular girlfriends don't want to bother with.
Right. Our clients, for the record, are not incels.
No, not once they're with you. But maybe they were.
Some are. There are definitely certain people who have issues. They've never really matured enough to be able to handle rejection, and so they don't take responsibility for themselves. They feel as though everyone else is to blame, as opposed to being able to understand that.
Right. When I say incels, they're not incels. I mean, like, they're not the bad incels. They, of course, would love, some of them would love to be able to have sex if a woman offered. Most of the time, that's not the case. Of course, they would love to engage in that.
But that's
where we come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They like to be, you know, teased. They like to worship us. Mm-hmm. They like that we are the women that they can turn to in those situations where they don't have another woman. Maybe they don't have a wife or a girlfriend. Or maybe they do. Maybe their wife or girlfriend totally, you know, ignores them sexually.
Or maybe they just can't get a woman that's as hot as you.
That is part of it.
Mm-hmm. That is perhaps it. We've been told many times, actually, that we're hotter than their girlfriends and wives.
Well, and so, you know, you are in a certain kind of goddess position that is a combination of worship and the expression of passion, of sexual passion that isn't expressed through fucking, but it is expressed.
Right, exactly.
You know, and for some guys and women, but mostly guys, it's expressed through money. That's why we call it the money shot. And that's why we say, after we come, I'm spent. Right?
I'm spent.
Because, man, baby, it's all about spending something. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to spend it one way, you're going to spend it another way.
Exactly right.
So, you know, yeah.
That's what turns me on, money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that.
Yes.
Hey, talk into the microphone. Okay, Blossom. Oh. Get over here. All right,
okay.
We need a little action in this show.
Notchy, notchy girl.
Action.
Yeah.
Bad girl, bad girl.
Bad girl. Get forward a little bit.
Look at that booty.
I see you got some kind of a... speaking of money, what do you got? Your money on your ass here?
She's getting ready for the fendoms.
I'm prepared for anything and everything. Okay, well, talk on the microphone.
I'm prepared for anything and everything.
Okay, hold on to a microphone now. And, I mean, you can just pull that up or take it off or whatever.
Should I move out of the way? Am I going to be spanked too?
I don't think I'm going to do it with
just... Are you going to get spanked with me?
Me get spanked? I'll spank you.
It's my it's my birthday next week.
Is it?
Yes.
Naughty. Naughty blossom.
Oh, yes. Naughty kitty.
Naughty kitty. Pretty kitty,
though. I am a little
blossom,
bit of a
blossom. You're so sparkly.
And she's a sparkly kitty.
Sparkle kitty.
I like to like light up the world with love with my sparkle.
You are lighting up the world with love with
lighting
your
up the world with sparkle.
Glowing ass.
With my sparkling ass.
Look at Dom Miss Susie.
All right. That'll do for now.
Ow.
Okay, let's hear it for Blossom and her pair.
Yeah. Yay!
It is a little stingy.
Thank you.
It was my birthday gift from Goddess Phoenix. You know Goddess Phoenix.
I do know Goddess Phoenix. DomCon.
Yes, DomCon.
DomCon. That's where
we
I met you.
DomCon.
Yeah, I love DomCon.
Yes, we did meet there.
We did.
In 2000.
Last year.
16, 17.
2017. Mm. You were the one that actually convinced me to take off.
She's an inspiration.
My mask.
She is an inspiration.
For the first time ever. I never showed my face before then.
Now, see, really? I didn't know that.
It's true. She convinced me.
You had a mask.
All right.
I had a mask.
Will you?
That
I want you to
gets
be with
me.
I want
to want you
with me.
To sit next to me. Can somebody take
me,
my.
Yes, yes.
Wow. See, I put Trump upside down. Because he likes to stand on his head. All right.
I'll sit next.
Yes.
I'll happily sit next to you, Dr. Susie.
Ooh. Oh. Maybe I should get your friend on my other side.
Yes. This is the hot seat right here. Yeah, come.
See over there. Yeah.
Or don't come. I like to deny boys.
Yes. Wow. Tease and denial.
Okay.
It's my specialty.
I am here with two breathtaking goddesses on either side of me.
Absolutely
oh,
stunning.
Oh, my goodness. Goddess Virgin.
Hello.
And Goddess Stella.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, So, you took off your mask. I didn't even know that you wore masks all the time. I just saw you in a mask at DomCon. And I just thought, wow, she's pretty. I bet she's got pretty eyes. She's got a pretty mouth. Take off your mask. And you hesitated, but then you did.
But then I did. And the rest is history. Now I show my face everywhere.
What made you do it?
What made me put on the mask or take it off?
I'm curious because I haven't heard the story yet.
That's awesome.
So I started off as a dom in the real-time setting. My mom actually trained me.
Mom.
She's my dom mom.
Awesome.
Dom mom. Dommy mommy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had always, in person, showed my face. But then when I discovered online several years later and started doming online, I wasn't certain if I wanted my face out there. I even went to DomCon last year and showed up with, you know, sexy outfit, beautiful lips, but covered my eyes. And that's what I had been doing all along. Every photo that you would see of me, I was either wearing sunglasses or I chopped off, you know, above my lips. And I just wanted to be kind of mysterious and also made me feel comfortable. But then when I met Dr. Susie and she commented on, oh, you should take off your mask. At first I was like, maybe not for me. But then it came time for the group dom photo at DomCon. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it.
That's right. Yeah. Take off your mask.
Yes, everyone should take off their mask.
Take off your daily mask and put on your party mask. That's what Halloween is all about. Mm-hmm. Halloween.
Be yourself.
Yes.
And how has that affected your clients or working with them?
Off.
off the charts.
I bet.
Well, of course.
Of course.
Can you imagine?
Thank you.
Of course. I just wanted to hear her say it.
She's like obsessed with the money.
I just wanted to talk about all the money she's making now that we can see her face.
I think you have a new fetish there, Danny.
Wow, Danielle, I just noticed all your rings.
Yeah, well, I've been inspired by one of my favorite sex therapists.
Oh, wow. I love this one right here. That's big.
You've got bigger rings than me, although I'm kind of challenging you with this one here.
Oh, I am a kinky bunny. I am a kinky bunny.
And actually, our patron, we have a patron who collects things that people can't sell from the trash. And so that's where I got these rings. So I may not be getting money currently, but my whole entire outfit was saved from the trash, including these rings. So
you saved money.
I feel like I'm being eco-sustainable that way. That's my bullshit excuse. Thank you.
It sounded good.
Is that where this hat came from?
It did. Yeah, I mean, it's great. Ridiculous. It's but, you know.
I think it's so cute. I love hats.
It's the
if
swap
that hat's
meet.
Ridiculous. Swap what meet. Is this hat?
It's the stuff people can't sell at the swap meet, and he saves it. And he's technically our patron now, Jacob.
Yes.
And he brought gifts for you tonight, actually. Oh. And they're in the other room. I can bring him in for the second half.
Okay. Is he here?
No, he's... He's
here in spirit.
He loves you, but he's doing his own thing tonight, probably listening online.
It's very possible. He
all right,
watch
Jacob.
You right now.
I'm going to spank you.
Dr. Susie, I have a very important question for Stella and my fans. They want to know how they can watch this show. How can they?
Okay, well, if they're watching now, they already know.
They're probably listening, actually.
There are several ways to watch the show. One is the censored version, which is so far all, you know, fine. We're totally closed right now. And we are on Facebook Live. Oh, and you're not on Facebook.
I'm not on
should
Facebook.
Should be.
It's like I'm already too busy.
And you're not on Facebook. No, I know. I understand Facebook doesn't allow any nudity. But actually, you guys aren't
nude. No, we're not nude. But so we do things with subs who are sometimes nude.
Yeah, but I mean, anyway, you guys should be on Facebook. So, I hate Facebook. Let me just say, I hate it. But it's like one of those lesser of two evils, the other evil being not being on Facebook.
Right.
So, I'm on it. And yeah, it's got to be very PG. And then, if anything happens that might be a little adult, then, you know, you can watch that on drsusanblock.tv or drsusie.tv. And it's free to watch there. Or you can watch the live show as a member of Bonoboville. Bonoboville.com. You join Bonoboville.com, so there's lots of alternatives. And on Bonoboville.com, you can... you can do a lot of things, and you watch it live, and then you can also meet other people on Bonoboville.com because it's, you know, another social media site.
Nice. That's great.
Or you meet bonobo sapiens, people that like bonobos or something. They're inspired by bonobos.
And your blog is great.
And you're talking off microphone again.
Yeah. Well, I just want to ice my ass. Please don't spank me again. Give it a little break for a second.
She's a giggly kitty.
She is a giggly kitty.
Some
that's
kitties
what
purr,
they tell me.
Some
I'm a giggly
meow,
kitty.
And we have a giggly one. Mm-hmm. So
I kind of want to splosh ya.
What is that?
What? Like food splashing?
I'm saying yes to anything I don't know.
I'm saying yes to anything I don't know.
I'm saying I want to splash you right now because I can see that everything's very clean for the Halloween show. But
splash?
I just feel like it'd be
My birthday's November 13th.
What is that?
My birthday's November 13th. Can I splash you after?
We're both Scorpios. We can splash together, you know.
I'm a Libra.
It's just basically like, I
it's like a food fight? It's like a food lathering?
Splashing is so much fun.
Are you going to come for my birthday splashing?
I would love to.
Will you come for my birthday splashing?
I would love to.
I think you'd like it because it's a giggly November thing 10th. For me. At
November
least. But it doesn't have to
my
be
birthday
giggly.
Birthday splashing.
All right. That sounds like fun.
My first year in the
very splashing. Time. Do
and
do food?
Let's
now,
get
this one person who hasn't seen the magazine is, of course, Stella.
I did peek through it a little bit when I first got here. I did scroll through.
So this is splash. And splash, of course, for those of you who are out there and don't know, it is the combination of food and sex. Or
I love whipped cream.
Yeah, that's a fetish.
Using food in a erotic way or in a playful way.
Mm-hmm. Just, make it taste better.
You know, not just eating it, but playing with your food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't your mommy or your daddy tell you don't play with your food? Well, sploshing lets you play with your food.
Get kinky.
There's a lot of people that have food fetishes. Ooh. Recently, I had a guy actually order a custom from me, and he wanted me to eat three hard-boiled eggs really seductively. He spent $500 in a video. That was 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
$500 in a video for 10 minutes of me eating hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, my God, honey.
I was glad it was only three eggs, because after that I was like already
give you dry mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
You're never gonna eat hard boiled eggs again.
Well, you know what sucks is that the first time I did I actually had to do it twice because lost part of the footage the first time.
You're kidding.
So for a little while there, I could not eat eggs anymore. I ended up ultimately eating six eggs.
Half
I had to shoot it twice.
I mean,
I can eat a whole pizza
in one sitting.
I did it in two different days.
Okay. Well. You know, we've already done the splosh issue, so you don't have to eat any more.
No, thank God.
But our next issue is going to be spanking. So.
Oh, yeah?
It's spanking. Spank.
Sexy.
And, of course.
I think Danielle wants to get spanked.
She loves to volunteer other people, I noticed.
She deserves it.
Yo!
Why do I deserve it?
Hey, it's a birthday
thing. I know, that seemed
loaded. Why does she deserve it?
Well...
now he's going to try to make this very politically correct.
Long.
Well, I don't know. I think that she was physically abusive to me recently, so.
Consensually or non-consensually?
Really,
that's very important.
Wait,
you're the doctor.
What happened? What? Okay, so they might need to have them have two.
So I think that like every time we come here after she's been physically abusive to me, I think it's nice when she gets spanked. I get
physically
the joy out of
abusive.
It.
You have to explain what
she
you mean by that.
Sometimes
men like
because that's a loaded accusation.
It is loaded, but
okay,
true.
So
it's a load because
one
gets
thing
loaded.
I provide for Danielle Watts, my wife is an ability to like when it comes down to it's a consensual thing. That when it comes down to it, if she needs to unleash,
he's really going deep here.
She's like,
she's gonna get real scary
so like
this Halloween.
Physical violence.
This is scary.
That she can, and then I like because I have an ability to
it's
to reflect, to absorb, and to I'm kind of a healer in those regards, and so you know, so when it happens, sometimes I like we come here and it's. It's a fun thing to be able to go, oh, yeah, she deserves a spanking, and then see a little bit of spanking because she does.
What does she do to you?
Well, I mean, you know, every time, like I said, it's very consensual in the sense that,
good.
Like, she has, it's, she's.
Then it's not abuse.
It's not abusive. It's definitely not
so
abusive.
So what is the action? What's the physical action?
Well, this time was
it
like
it feels abusive because
but
it's
what
not.
What is the physical
a slap
action?
Like, this time was like
I slapped him.
His head, you know, like that.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the coolest thing. It's not something I want to do forever. But
is it something you do when you're actually angry? Or you
yeah,
doing
I mean,
it?
It's
yes.
it's
oh.
it's the thing is that I was abused as a child.
It's all connected
and
to her mother.
When we realized what BDSM was, we sort of realized that I had that in me, but I didn't have the ability to say, okay, let's sit down and have a session. I didn't have that kind of emotional strength to say, let's sit down and do a BDSM session together, my husband. So what he said was, well, if you get angry and you feel this, know that I'm strong enough to handle it.
Yes.
And that I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to hit you back. And that you don't have to add more shame to the feelings of shame that you already
100%.
Feel for feeling that angry.
100%.
And so,
and so, she,
so
and
what's
so,
the result
and so
of
it
that?
Happens
I'm
less
curious.
And less and less.
Oh,
and,
yeah, it's happened
and,
less and less
and
less over time.
It's completely almost neutralized and almost gone at this point.
It is kind of
but
an unusual
recently, so.
Way
yeah.
of applying the principles of BDSM, but you are applying the principles, which is the main principle is consent.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean you're agreeing that you're going to do this at times, and it's really not a good idea to hurt someone out of anger.
Yeah.
But okay, you guys are doing it in this way where you've agreed to do it. So don't try this at home, all you people in relationships where you're angry with each other. Do the spankings and the...
call the Dr. Susan Block Institute and get sex therapy.
But, you know,
you can work it out there.
They're supervised by me, so...
For sure. She's helped us a lot.
I make sure he's not really wounded.
And Danielle also, in good faith, I mean, Danielle helps me tremendously equally in so many ways. So we have this very...
Nevertheless, you're a bad girl and you should be spanked. Yeah, and you're wearing a spanking skirt.
That's a good point.
So we don't have much time, so you better get across our knees.
All right. Well, I haven't peed yet.
That's good.
So
I'm just saying, I can tell that I have to pee soon.
If you pee on our laps, you're really going to get hurt.
What happened to that little Donald Trump pee thing?
Oh, the pee.
That was a joke. Right.
Where's the pee thing? Yeah. Okay. Look at this cute little skirt.
Yeah, I'm sort of admiring it myself in the monitor.
So can she go across our laps?
She can.
All right.
Yes, please, ladies who have considerable financial skills that one day I would like to acquire, please teach me.
Dr. Susie, exactly. You have five.
Okay, 5 minutes. Okay.
Here, I'm going to take my.
We have some time.
I'm going to take my hat off.
Yeah, take your hat off because it'll fall off.
Thank you.
Look at this nice hair.
It's my little boy haircut.
Yeah, but before you were bald, so.
Yeah.
But wait a second. Oh. You're not over our knees.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't
want
to smash you.
I want you over my lap.
There we go.
You've been a bad girl.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Okay,
wow.
So I don't know if Facebook.
Can you pick those up?
Well, actually, you know. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, yeah.
Are you nervous?
Might have to move the Facebook camera.
I am a little nervous because I need to put this microphone down.
Okay. No. Maybe you could hold the mic.
No Facebook for you.
We need to hold the mic for Danielle because she loves to talk.
I really do.
She really does. And considering she is doing this.
All right. I know.
Big production.
That I deserve the spanking. It still feels a little humiliating, I'll be honest.
It is. You should be humiliated.
Oh, my. But it's beautiful chocolate. Who doesn't like a little bit of chocolate?
3 minutes.
She's always so much better after.
And you're giving consent to any of us spanking you? Or?
Yes, but I first need to make sure that I'm okay to put more weight on Goddess Virgin because I don't want to smush you. You're so delicate and delightful.
Do you know how many boys wish that they were in your position there?
Hey, do you know how many boys wish they were in this position?
She has a boy haircut, so she says.
Yeah. I feel like a little boy right now.
I was just looking at our AdultCon video where I spank you for the longest time with the book.
Yes. 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes.
Chocolate booty.
Can Goddess Stella give her spank?
No. Oh, please.
Spank your ass.
Oh, Goddess Stella, I would love that so much.
Nice.
I could really...
Kind of a hard one.
You could really... Can I spank it once? Go as hard as you need to.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Ooh. That was a good one.
Yeah. I like that one.
I think that requires the mink glove. For
Put 1 minute.
Rub it down. A little kinky.
1 minute, Dr. Susie.
I sort of feel like I'm doing this very wholesome thing. kind of girl camp for...
It's all very wholesome, darling.
This is all very wholesome.
You know, it really does help to channel all those wild and crazy energies that you wouldn't want to channel into something mean and messy.
No.
No. Are you getting some satisfaction out of seeing her stuff?
He's like, I love this.
I mean, come on, I have the best view.
He's like, no, wait, break. No, keep it. Stop.
Wait till we get home.
Okay,
we're out of time.
On another note, she's been a very good girl, too.
Dr. Susie. Or whatever part of body I'm spanking a little bit before.
I'll finish this at the break.
Dr. Susie.
Yes.
I go down on the flesh.
We are out. All right. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War, Great Apes.
You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Boom, boom, boom. Welcome back to the little love church of the Bonobo Way. Broadcasting live from Boo-no-boo-ville. Boo! It's the last Saturday night before Halloween, so I'm a witch, and I don't know. What do you, goddess virgin?
And I'm a dom, which is pretty much the same thing.
There
we
you go.
We can be evil, too.
Yeah. And
same for me.
Goddess Stella Soul. Mm-hmm. Yes, in a way, you know, doms and other types of sex workers are the modern witches.
That is true.
You know?
I mean, that's a lot of, like, how we are viewed in a lot of ways by a lot of people.
So,
but for good reason.
We will not elect leaders that will have us burned at the stake.
Oh, we would do no such thing.
By the sheikh.
We would just take all of your money. And
the sheikh who cuts off the fingers of his enemies. Oh, man.
You know, anyway. Revolution needs money.
The revolution needs money.
Always.
So we're all fandoms, in a way. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I talk to people, usually men, but could be a woman, who are very eroticized by spending money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fetish. People get off on spending a lot of money on other people. They but just get used.
By the time they talk to me as a therapist, it's usually because they're having a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not having a problem when they're talking to you, but with you, they probably just want to spend it. With me, they're going, what do I do? How do I handle this? It's, in a way, more dangerous than a lot of fetishes. Oh, by the way, I want to introduce my other guests here.
Oh.
Oh, ooh, the happy couple in blue, reminding you to vote blue, even though they have mixed feelings about it. We all have mixed feelings about it.
To be honest, I really don't understand what you mean by vote blue. It
means
just
vote Democratic.
Democratic.
Oh, that's what you mean.
As opposed to the red tide.
Oh, red Republicans.
Blue
right. I forget that they get associated with colors.
Elephant
does anybody
red.
Notice that Danielle is not wearing any underwear? Hopefully the Facebook camera does not notice that.
I really fucking hate the Facebook camera.
It's a natural thong. It's just a clear thong, okay? It's actually underwear that looks like a vagina, so it's not even a vagina. It just looks like
she loves freedom of expression.
No, but seriously.
She loves freedom of expression and
absolutely.
Nudity.
I love it, too.
This week, I decided that I'm not going to post on Facebook as much anymore because they don't allow me to share the things that I like
sharing.
Yeah, they
took down a post
of
ours.
Naked bodies.
Right.
And
which
words.
Are awesome.
No, what words
Marky
as well.
Marky Z gets
naked
breaks
bodies,
out in hives from that.
Spiritual ideas.
Yeah,
that we got. He got his post taken down because we said
it was like a boner I couldn't control.
But you see, this is the
something.
This is the fallout from the passage of Sesta Fosta. It's people like yourselves who are not sex workers, you're sex players, but you're not really sex workers, you're just people expressing yourself. I mean, you're sort of, you know, there's so many people that
we're
are sort of,
I would say
you know,
we're sex workers in some ways.
In some ways.
Don't you have to get paid to be a sex worker?
Yeah, that's true. We give all our stuff for free.
Well, certainly if you're a fandom. But, you know, that Sesta Fosta just censors everybody. Everybody.
I think that's the worst thing. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but Skype couples can no longer have sex with each other online. How about
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like long distance relationships.
You know what? It's
because
like
the porn websites don't want them. They don't want that. The porn websites are making too much money. You can't get
anything.
That for free.
When you couldn't show anything.
Right. That's just like
the internet
good
was
old
free
days.
For a few years.
Right.
Even Skype, which is private. It's terrible. And you know what? It's true that people from both sides of the aisles, the blues and the reds and the purples, most of them voted for this cockamamie law. And yet, there's a certain someone that took the photo op surrounded by all the women that support the Sesta Fosta and want to get rid of those nasty sex workers. And that person I happen to have over here to my right. And he is here for punishment.
Not you.
My God.
He is here for punishment. And he's not wearing his tie. And I have
glory.
A big...
He looks like Hitler.
I should put...
I mean,
well, he calls himself a nationalist. So, you know... I got to lead him around. Step up. Okay, I got him on a leash. And
He's
showing his true colors.
What's happening right now? This is just so absurd.
Make America great again. Be absurd. Be different.
Right.
Be fucking kinky.
Now,
I'm just being very judgmental right now.
Oh my God, are you a politician?
I don't know.
All right,
know
so
what stick
I think
I have
he
my
should
ass,
be spanked, first of all. Okay, so you need to get into the spanking position, Trumpus.
banking position.
Oh my God! I usually like when Daddy Trump comes out, yeah, but tonight I'm honestly disgusted.
Oh,
he's on vacation.
Whoa!
See, here I thought you'd comfort him.
I thought I
way different view than before.
You know, people change.
That's right.
Right.
I feel like my grandmother. Like, what is going on?
Daddy Trump, look out that way at the cameras. The paparazzi,
you know,
are over there.
Doing this.
That's right. And
all
I'm
going
to spank you with the bonobo
right
way. You naughty boy. This is for scaring everybody about that caravan.
Will you spank him with the folds?
Of people that just need help. And this is for saying that the Democrats sent those bombs to themselves. And that is for letting it all out that you are a nationalist. And that is for saying that, oh, if only that synagogue had had some guys with guns there, then this wouldn't have happened. That was insensitive and stupid and wrong. Shoot the gun between your legs. Let's see that gun.
Shoot all right. that gun.
Let's stand up now.
Shoot, come, oh. not guns.
Oh. Let's see wow. the gun. Whoa.
Wow.
I know.
Whoa. Okay.
All right.
You okay there? He's getting the treatment.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Help me hold on to him.
Am I the only one who's terrified here?
Oh.
I'm terrified.
Look. My heart
shoot.
Is literally
shoot, come, not guns.
So fast
this
on
is the most
of
scary
our
Halloween of all time.
I'm literally okay, scared.
Come, not
now, you are a
wait, that's like
and,
when
that's you see a penis,
that's
what
scary,
I would
like, do. It's a psychedelic mushroom right there.
I kick it.
If you're about to shoot.
You kick it.
I kick
wow.
it.
Wow. Can he handle you kicking it?
Watch him tremble right now.
Oh, he's trembling all right.
This is the entertaining part, and I haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah, hi, if I eat that mushroom.
This is what makes being a
femme. Oh my God, he's shaking.
Dumb.
Is he coming?
He is shaking.
So what? Much fun.
Scary.
Is he nervous? I'm scared.
He's very nervous. He knows that it's time to go down.
Oh my God.
Go down.
I don't even know.
Go
I never know.
Down.
No, but
I like to tease him a little bit, make it linger, you know?
Linger. Well, he's lucky to have you.
Are you getting me
shake like that? Can you see that? Does he normally shake like that?
He does.
Extra nervous today.
He's shaking like this all the time.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, you are very exciting, so I understand.
Well, thank you.
But still, Jesus. What a disgrace.
There's one.
Oh my God.
Stand up straight.
Oh.
Stand up straight.
Right.
All right. Whoa!
Whoa. Oh.
She really did kick him in his yeti-pubed balls.
Stand up. Stand up straight.
Are we being mean girls right now?
No.
This is what
it's
he enjoys.
It's consensual.
I mean, but we can't tell because he can't speak.
Say it's consensual.
Okay.
I wish
I think you've had enough.
One more little tap. You got to
do three.
Oh my God.
All right.
And this Jackie is still nothing compared to Jackie.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now that he has been punished,
that was fun.
Jackie Blue took
he can go punishment. Sit in the corner and think about all of his sins.
Oh, my
and
God.
And resign.
I say a
okay?
little prayer for
are you ready
you.
To resign? Yes. Yes. What you've declared yourself a nationalist. Now go start
attack.
Your own nation.
Heart,
far away from us.
Forever,
there. Don't fall off the.
Never
yeah.
will
there we go.
Loving you
there we go.
Okay.
Every way. Like he's how
I
must be
good riddance.
Would only be.
Danielle is doing a solo.
I love Trump so much.
There you go.
But only because he's got all of us so riled up. He's got to be the sexiest goddamn motherfucker in all of existence to get Dr. Susie talking about him every goddamn week. I mean, look at her. Look how beautiful she is.
Yeah, you know, I am sacrificing my very valuable time just to get this guy
some kind of
out of the White House.
Moment over right. here.
You look like you're orgasming.
I know, really.
I think I am.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg
like
orgasming.
See, we bring people
one.
Together. We have Trump supporters,
I
Trump haters, Trump
we're
lovers.
We're just
fetish for you.
We're just supporters.
I actually think I'm turned on by that old man shaking.
It turns you on?
Yeah, I just want to, like, fuck the area that he was in.
Go ahead.
Wow. Like the ghost of Donald Trump that was here.
I'm going to suck on my penis straw and watch you.
Penis or mouth. I want to take his mouth and I want to stick it in my cock, but I don't have a cock, so I have to pretend like I have one. And I have a lot of sexual energy, Dr. Susie, mm-hmm. and I don't always get to express
it. Here's my other one.
When I sit and listen to you talk, it builds up such desire in me.
Have you ridden the motor bunny?
What?
Here.
It's Halloween, goddammit. I'm going to ride this broom. Dr. Susie, I'm a little miffed at exactly what I'm supposed to do here.
You're miffed?
I'm supposed to ride it like a...
Oh, can I actually put my vagina on it?
Yes.
Oh!
Do you feel that sensation?
Oh! Wait, that's...
Thank you, Harry Potter.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I think I was just really looking forward to this the whole show. I even got a little mad at BeLive at the break. Like,
it was funny.
Like, why'd you...
I was thinking we were going to have a whole therapy session.
How
here.
Did it get upside down, though?
I don't know.
I've been wanting to unbutton this.
Dr. Susie, did you know my birthday was coming up?
Yes, happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
I feel like I'm getting an early birthday present.
But I think it's on upside down.
Oh, wait, am I supposed to... Like, I'm not supposed to actually put the dick in me, am I?
No.
Okay, because that looks like it's been painted with something that shouldn't go on my vagina.
No.
But I really like the feeling of...
If it did, we have a condom.
Whatever thing is... Why is it, spiky?
Like crossing dicks.
But it should be this way.
Oh.
Wait.
But then I don't get the spiky thing in my clit.
All right.
If I turn it around.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Somebody turned it around.
Okay.
There
thanks.
You go.
Spiky thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Now you're a real witch.
Okay. So now this is called penis fencing, which is something that the bonobos do.
And gay men.
And gay men.
This
or by
teenage boys.
Feels like something I would have done as a child. And
teenage boys do it sometimes.
I don't feel that different than a child right now, Dr. Susie.
Well, it's kind of a kid's toy for adults. And
what's it called?
It does help the bonobos to make love, not war.
Dr. Susie, is there a specific fetish where you just think of yourself as a child, like... All the time?
Yes.
That's how I feel.
It's called age play.
But what if it never stops and you just...
Well, then you're an age play obsessive.
Okay.
You're a child.
You're a chronic age player.
Wait, Danielle, if you're a child, what does that make me?
Well, sometimes I stop. Like, but when I'm hitting BeLive, then that's kind of childish.
Hey. Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
But you're supposed to fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it really vibrating good?
But you're my daddy.
Would you like to ride?
Oh, no, no, no. It's okay. I like watching you, though. I think it's really...
It does vibrate.
Yeah?
It's a magic dildonic vibrating broom.
Ooh. It feels really good. I kind of wish I could fly on it.
You can.
Yeah.
You have a really good imagination.
You could. You feel like you fly.
Take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Then my wings can come out.
Then you could have wings.
Then maybe if I take my hat off so I don't lose it while I'm flying.
Would help with the breeze. Take the breeze and up you go.
Her titties are bouncing.
Up.
Bounce, yay. Bounce, bounce. Like bongos. Bongos.
Car crash.
Dr. Susie, you have a hard 13.
Very hard. Very, very hard 13.
Hard 13.
As hard as it gets, 13.
Okay. Well, she kicked Trump in the balls, and I'm just whacking you in the balls. Penis fencing
always
is fun.
Like that. Always. Woo. So bad when I did, and I was like, now I'm like, now I don't.
We gotta do this at home, baby.
Wow, I think she won.
I've got a floppier dick.
On disc.
Woo!
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun.
You're
see, you can order
me
one.
And I'm
pussy fucking me.
Oh.
Me too. That's why I mean, I've seen a lot of types, but
yeah. Oh yeah. The magic dildonic vibrating broom.
That's what you call broomtastic, okay? Yeah. That's what pleasure, clean, sweep, Wizard of Oz. Just broomtastic. Halloween.
Halloween. Happy, horny, hot.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Should we go trick or treating?
Happy
later?
Kink Month. Whoa. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear it for Danielle, because you already knew I knew how to ride.
I think I might ride this some more through, if you don't mind.
You can sit on it.
Yeah.
Or just stand or sit or whatever.
You sit on it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
I do sweep a lot when I probably want to be doing.
I would love to for her to have a
You look great
like this.
With a silver dick.
Yeah.
Now say it. Oh. Lightsaber, sword fight.
Sword fight.
Maybe, so.
Maybe one day.
What do you think?
In a future life, I'll have a silver dick for real.
I mean, witches are often accused of having dicks. And
because they're intimidating.
Actually, the broom is a phallic object that also does women's work. Right?
We actually have a lot of our, Stella and I, we have a lot of our subs use the dildos.
While they do house chores.
Good thing that's plastic,
well,
right?
They put it in their asses. We train them to do bisexual activities as part of the humiliation.
Hey, get kinky. Mm-hmm. Float freely.
By humiliation.
Like a butterfly.
Wow. Look at our couple over there. The magic dildonic vibrating one is quite an aphrodisiac.
Broomtastic.
Getting busy.
Broomtastic.
It
fucking
really
fantastic.
Is.
Tongue wars.
Absolutely.
Keep it green and alive.
Look at you guys, and I love the way you're holding her broom. And is it still on? Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So, do these men dress up and have the women dress them and then do chores?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a real thing. It's kinky.
Very kinky.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like best about the broom?
Dr. Susie, you have 9 minutes, and you also have some gifts here.
I have gifts.
I don't know if you want to see them on the show or not.
Sure.
We have gifts for you, Dr. Susie.
Oh, yeah, bring them.
Yeah, we'll present them to you right now.
Oh my.
This is the first one right here.
Oh, this is the first one. Oh, yeah. So you guys got to get them. That's no good. Oh. Can you bring them over here?
You get them.
Bring who over there?
The gifts.
Oh, yeah. They're coming.
Here we go.
Oh, look.
Oh, look at this. Oh, yes. Wow. This is definitely on-show gifts.
Look, you can whine. It's a vintage.
Oh, my God. Curious Swords.
Oh,
my God.
But it makes noises when you wind the little wind-up thing. It goes.
That's so cute. Okay. How do I wind it?
Pop goes, There you go.
Anyways, we figured Curious George could be a bonobo because he's maybe bi-curious or tri-curious.
Yes.
Bonobo curious.
He's bonobo curious. There he goes.
Bonobo curious.
You know
curious.
What? It's a vintage thing, so.
And then we bought you some monkeys.
All right. You know, I never
the
have
puppets.
Enough. Actually, these are bonobos.
Yeah.
Or gorillas. They don't have tails.
There's also
Cool hat too.
And a hat.
Yeah, here the hat's pretty. Oh, sorry, that was fucked up. I just threw your monkey on the floor, but that's because you got me all relaxed.
You didn't put a monkey on my back.
Oh, we also gave you a pen. I made a pen. Doctor.
My bed is full.
I'm getting good.
Okay.
Goddess Virgin. Oh, I mean Goddess Stella. Oh, okay.
Woo.
Oh, we got a pen for Max of these Indian people having sex. Max, this one's for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here, here's some panties.
Oh.
And thanks. A bra. Who wants a bra?
Excuse me, I'm going to get my gift.
Yeah.
These are gifts.
I personally made it for you, Captain.
Well, thank you very, very
much.
Yeah,
and you see where the penis is going.
You could wear
in
these.
Oh, I do wear them.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty nice, right? It's not bad for ancient tantric.
No, that's great.
Art. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Japanese? Oh. Did you paint this?
I think it's Indian. I didn't
Indian.
Make it. I just cut it out of a book about sex.
Wow.
But it's nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's so cute.
It's nice. Like
and Dr. Susie has one,
Dr.
too,
Susie.
But it's...
I got a hat.
Yeah, Dr. Susie got a hat.
Some see, little fucking...
Room to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
With a sexy
with woman. A sexy, sexy lady on top of it.
Sexy lady.
It's and it's kind of... old Chinese print.
Oh. Or,
yeah, sort of, yeah.
Oh, I should put those on. Yeah?
Yeah, put on... Well, if you want.
Well,
okay, so let's have some striptease music. Carmina from... Okay, well, she's done.
Oh. 7 minutes. You have 7 minutes.
Oh.
Well, we're going to spank a kitty.
Okay. It looks like we're doing different things.
I did smoke a little bit of weed, but I feel like I got high on that broom. I really did.
Good.
Have that kink. I know the song.
Yeah, you know the song because you've heard it here.
You know, black people have hair that people describe as kinky.
Oh, is that right?
Fun fact of the day. Does that mean I was born kinky?
I feel like I want to flog Danielle right now. She's already bare skinned. What do you say to that? You want to get a little submissive with me?
Oh, I would
love to. I'll go lightly. I'll start off light.
Okay.
Okay, you have to get on your knees.
Look at Be Live in his pussy panties.
Good girl.
You know, I listened to you.
Good girl.
Yeah, I told him to put them on.
Dr. Susie told me to put them on.
Does this mean like I'm submitting to the virgin?
Oh, yes, that's exactly what it means.
I submit to the virgin.
Oh, yeah.
I only get flogged.
Feel it. Feel it.
Okay.
I know I really
oops.
I know my booty's tempting. I know it is.
Naughty, naughty.
I say thanks.
So, we're having a happy Halloween.
We're almost out of time.
And we're almost out of time. Let's have Ikor the Wolf. The sheriff's in town.
Oh.
This is the sheriff of Bonobo-ville.
Here's the sheriff. Give him a microphone.
Sheriff of Bonobo.
Look at the sheriff here.
We see the sheriff.
I want to get stopped by the
sheriff.
All bad shit. All bad shit. I'm
when the sheriff
anybody
comes
anything
around.
Bad in here tonight? That's what I'm looking for.
Turn the song.
Yeah.
With these
for all the bad
so
people
high.
Girls. Girls, 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 girls. Scottis, feet, virgin. Yes, yes, Stella. Blossom. Doc. Daniel, Be Live. They getting live.
tonight on Bonoboville. Will you get your thrills? Girls in high heels, the sex is so ill. I wanna stick it in and get on down. Come on, she bad, y'all. Yeah. Come on, give me some of that volume on that, y'all. The sheriff is in town. The sheriff, whoop, 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 whoop. Can we hear? We can't hear it in here. They can only hear it back there. Come on. Come on, Abe. Quit playing. We only got much time, Abe. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Man, I don't know why they won't do it. Yeah, come on. Yeah, let's go. Look, look. Come on, turn it up, please. Please turn it up. How many times can I ask that, Matt? Yo, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, goddess can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times down piece, added up, silver dollar made me hop. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I roam, and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way you move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an ass, quake, damn. Baby, you got that pop, that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it back, that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that block and go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Bang. Everybody stop and look at Goddess pop. That thing, bang. Got them ready to spend some dope. Oh, yeah. We up in Bonobo. Yeah. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man I don't even know. But this night to show that deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club, right? Shit, yes, sir. I ain't lying, I'm mine. They got it like that. They bang. Look how they shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, damn, y'all can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, block up and go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop and the way you pop. It got me hot, so don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way they shake them ass and thighs. Gave me a rise, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she's dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, them girls can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing. Come on, guys. Beep, beep, beep. She bang, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, you can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, this girl can go. Come on, yeah. Let me hear y'all say it. She bad. Let me hear y'all say it. What?
She bad.
I can't hear y'all. She what?
She
yeah,
bad.
What? What?
She bad.
She bad. She bad.
She bad.
In Bonobo-ville,
amen.
When you get the thrill.
Hey, women.
Girls in high heels.
Uh-huh.
She no pills. Yeah, she bad. Yeah.
Good vibrations.
I want to give a shout out to my boy. Doc, can I give a shout out to my boy
go
out
ahead,
there?
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Rich in the building. His birthday is today. His life day is today. Everybody say happy life day to Rich.
Happy life day, Rich.
He out there somewhere. All right. Happy life day.
Happy life day, Rich.
To you.
How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Let's go.
Okay, follow Goddess Virgin and Goddess Stella Soul. I want Stella.
Oh, yeah.
Only Goddess V on Twitter. And wherever else you find them.
Yes,
Yes, and send us money at iwantgoddessvirgin.com and iwantstella.com for our FinDom conversation.
All right.
Yes. Yes. All right. Send that money.
Feel pleasure, not pain. Make love, not war.
And
you can also purchase our clips there. We have lots of female domination and financial domination clips that you can watch on both of our websites that we just said, iwantgoddessvirgin.com, iwantstella.com. And follow us on Twitter, at onlygoddessv.
Okay.
And iwantstella.com.
And then you can find Be Live and Danielle wherever your dreams take you. And you can find us there too, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Or on your journey, you know, the goal is the journey. And so you got to vote. Vote blue, please. And follow the bonobo way. Shoot the gun between your legs. Get a broom, not a gun. Brooms are more fun. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Even if that someone is you.
I love you.
I love you too.
And I love my broom. Oh man. Oh,
happy Halloween. It's okay.
Happy Halloween from Bonoboville.
Something great could come from that.
To talk with someone about something scary. Talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. Hear that buzz? That's the Motor Bunny.